Welcome, everyone, to part two of the 2010 Voices of Chica teleclass. My name is Paul Weber. It is my honor to act as traffic director today, and I'd like to thank Chica for that opportunity. Thanks as well to all of the companies listed on the second slide. Their support makes it possible to offer the Voices of Chica teleclass as a free opportunity for Chica members and others. Now, if you're counting, this is in fact the 10th Voices of Chica teleclass in recent years, and every single one of them has managed to veer from the original agenda by some large or small margin. This one is no different. If you'll turn to slide 3, your agenda should have presentations by Ann Bielakowski, Kathy Munford, and Ann again, Bruce Gamage, and Dr. McGeer. What's not on the agenda is a presentation by Bern Hankinson on Chica Scholarship Award opportunities, and Bern will join the agenda after the report from the president. We are also joined by Liz Garman, or hopefully we will be, Director of Communications for the Association of Professionals in Infection Prevention and Control. I'm delighted that Liz is able to join us to speak on the IIPW initiative, and her presentation will follow Dr. McGeer's talk on the ARO point prevalence study. To get us started, however, is Ann. In the last month, Ann Bielakowski has elegantly represented Chica Canada at conferences in South Africa and in the UK, and I am delighted to be able to present the president of Chica Canada, Ann.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, it has been since our last conference, and I know that often we think of our major conference that we have that Chica hosts in May as sort of the beginning and the end of the great majority of the work that we have to do, and in fact, it really is a sliver of the work that has to get done, and it does continue on into the fall and through the year. As you said, it's been an incredibly busy month with traveling. I think I've done enough traveling to circumnavigate the globe now. And I went to IFIC in South Africa. It was incredibly beautiful there. And I think it's really important that we connect with our other associations around the world and keep a presence in terms of relationships and looking at common synergies that we have with these different groups. Now, at each of the meetings, so I went to APIC in July in New Orleans and IFIC, and IPS in the fall. I just came back from that one. At each of those meetings, what we've tried to do in an informal way is have members of the board or members of or the presidents meet to talk about the work that we're doing and how we can complement each other around that work. And this year I was really lucky to have Jerry had other business in Finland, and she was able to join me at IPS and had a booth and really did present ourselves to the IPS members and show them that we have a strong and growing relationship with the board of IPS. So that was certainly a real privilege to be able to do that. At that meeting, we did, and I'll talk about some of the other things, there was some initiatives that we've started or some discussions that we've started. One of the other things that we did through the fall, Jerry and I traveled to Ottawa to meet with some members of or representatives of the Public Health Agency of Canada because they weren't able due to circumstances outside of their control, they weren't able to make it to our meeting in May. And so we felt that we wanted to connect and strengthen the connection that we had with the Public Health Agency of Canada because we know that the stronger they are and the sooner that some of those best practice documents come out, the better off that we are as infection control professionals. So we did have some discussion about that and the work that is going on. And just last week, they released the week before, they released the hand hygiene best practice document, went out for wide stakeholder review, and that should be done by next week. And hopefully we should see the final document out and posted on their website in the fall, in the near future, for sure. One of the other things that we've been doing is we have ongoing work with the Canadian Patient Safety Institute, and they asked us for feedback on one of their modules related to patient safety that was specific to infection control. So a couple of our members have done that review, and that's been sent on to CPSI. We're just waiting to hear if they want additional feedback or what on that particular module. One of the other things that we do is, and I'm just off to Vancouver on Thursday to attend the certification board, or the CIBIC board meeting, and they've been very, very responsive to Chica Canada, and have been seeking our feedback on a regular basis. And Fran came to present at the chapter president's meeting at the national conference. And this year when we meet in Vancouver, she has asked several members of our she's asked two of the presidents from the BC area to come and speak to the board about any issues that they may have around certification. And I've seen some of the dialogue back and forth, so I think there will be some really good feedback from at least one of the chapters. The Vancouver Island chapter may not be able to make it, but I think that they're going to summarize all of their feedback and send it in. So again, if there are people who are on the line that have certain things that they feel that they want to go to the CIBIC board, send them in to the Chica head office, and Jerry will send them to me, and I'll bring them forward. One of the things that I did mention that at IPS, Jerry and I had some preliminary discussions, and also when we were at APIC, we had a booth, and I know that Pat Piaskowski, who is the editor of the journal, was out among the exhibitors, letting them know that Chica existed, that we had an excellent journal, and telling them all about it. And we had some discussions at IPS with their editor, about how we could have some interchange or flow between the two journals. So that discussion has just begun, and I'm sure we'll be engaging Pat shortly. I have to say that this is the first year, and I feel ashamed that I did it on a foreign land, but I participated this year in the International Federation of Infection Control run, and this was the first year that IPS held this run. And they were so impressed at the Canadian conference that they felt that they wanted to do the same thing, so they did, and they had they had just over 30 runners. And it was a great experience, and I'll definitely try to do it at our next conference. As long as we don't have a breakfast meeting at 7:30, I'm sure I will be able to do it. So that was definitely beneficial. I think that's it that I'm going to cover at the moment, because I know that Bern has a number of things that she wants to talk about in terms of scholarships, so she can talk to you about some of the activities within her portfolio.
Thank you. And would you say that it has been a worthwhile experience being president of Chica Canada, and would you recommend it to others?
Absolutely. It's been an amazing, amazing experience. It certainly is very challenging in terms of it's busy, and you have and we all have full-time jobs, and at times this was like having two full-time jobs. So to do it, you have to have a very understanding husband and family, and a very good team at work who are more than capable of picking up the slack when you're away. So there are a number of things that you do need to do or have in the background to be able to make it you successful, and I've been very lucky on all those fronts. And also supportive board members. So we've had an excellent, excellent board, and Jerry's been really great. So all those things have aligned and has made for a very interesting year. And I've had some amazing opportunities to engage with other organizations and talk about work that we could do together. So that's been great.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is Bern Hankinson to speak on CHICA award opportunities. Bern.
Hi. Actually, I'm not doing a presentation. Just a reminder to all of the members about the opportunities that are available for chapters and individuals. So just a couple on chapter opportunities would be the 3M Chapter Achievement Award, sponsored by 3M Canada to recognize Canada's or chapter's achievement in promoting infection prevention and control in hospital and community. So this award it is an award of $1,500 to cover the costs of seminars and other educational events. And then we have a second chapter award, which is the CIC Chapter Achievement Award, and this is and acknowledges the CHICA chapter, which has the largest increase in CICs for eligible members. Then we have also a couple of opportunities that targeted to the individual. One is the VIROC National Conference Fund. And this is for, again, to promote education in the field of infection prevention and control. And this one gives up to $2,000 per recipient. Usually it's shared between a number of recipients across the country. Last, we have another individual opportunity, opportunity, I guess, Champions of Infection Prevention and Control. This is a relatively new opportunity for us, and it is geared at an individual who has, it acknowledges the accomplishments of a frontline person, but who has given something, I guess, amazing to the field of infection control. So it says, well, recognize CHICA Canada members who work tirelessly and sometimes creatively to reduce infection, raise awareness, and improve the health of Canadians across the country. Anyways, that is all. I just wanted to remind everybody that these opportunities were out there and available and to encourage the chapters and the individual members to become involved in this and to be nominating or applying for these awards. It really helps get people back to the conferences and involved in education.
Thank you, Bern. Presumably the guidelines for application for all of those are on the CHICA website?
Everything is listed on the CHICA website under opportunities. The deadlines is there, the applications are there, the criteria is listed. The, I think three of them are, deadlines are March, and one is the end of January. But it's outlined really well under opportunities, for sure.
Good. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda, the past president and the current chair of the 2011 conference is Catherine Munford. Kathy, over to you.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, so besides myself, let me introduce the rest of the conference committee. Our scientific chair is Zahir Herji. The scientific program co-chair is Molly Blake. And the rest of the committee is Susan Cooper, Colette Ouellette, Dr. Pamela Kibsey, Amanda Knapp, Marilyn Weinmaster, and Victoria Williams. And I also want to give a special thanks out to the TPIC chapter, which will be our host chapter for the 2011 conference. So if you just want to change slides with me. So that is the logo for our 2011 conference. The concept was designed by our committee using Toronto's most famous landmark as a center. And the theme is leadership in action, with leaders' responsibilities of innovation, inspiration, influence firmly in mind and throughout all the conference presentations. You'll see that theme. This event will be accredited, an accredited group learning activity as defined by the maintenance certification program of the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons, and it was approved by the Canadian Society of Internal Medicine, so the physicians can get their CEUs. Next slide, you will see a quick outline of the week at a glance. And I'll just point out a few things for you. On May 27th is the date we have scheduled our chapter president's meeting, which is an all-day meeting. Saturday, you'll see, is the day of the interest group and committee meetings, and registration opens that evening. On Sunday, it is our novice and our advanced practitioner day with the TPIC chapter's meet and greet that evening. On Monday morning, Anne, you have to get up early at 6:30 a.m. for the run for IFIC. And Zaheer is challenging to have 100 runners this year. Last year we had over 50, so we need 100 runners or walkers in Toronto. The pre-conference day starts at Monday at with a full day for the designates. And designates are those of us who do infection control off the corner of our desk. It's not the main job. So this is a day to give them the tools they need to be competent ICPs. For the half day in the morning, we will have the facility design and construction pre-conference, and the afternoon will be surveillance and epidemiology. That night is the opening ceremonies with the opening reception following in the exhibit hall. Now, the conference itself actually gets underway on Tuesday and goes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Some of the sessions we have include sessions for long-term care, community, pre-hospital, dialysis, and microbiology. We're also going to have discussions on mandatory vaccination, universal screening, AROs in the food chain, and product evaluation and best practices. Our closing speaker, we just recently confirmed, is Dr. Dieter Pate. And if anyone has read the new hand hygiene document from Health Canada that's under review, you'll see that Dr. Pate was referenced a number of times throughout that document. So he will be attending most of the conference and doing the closing address. On slide 8, you'll see our keynote speaker, and that's Dr. Brian Goldman, who is known for hosting the CBC's White Coat, Black Art. He is going to talk about his journey to confront his own human fatality and help create a culture of safety in healthcare. He used his own medical mistakes, and he digs down to discover the roots of medicine's difficulty confronting and dealing with medical errors. And this is going to be a really good talk, so I encourage anyone who can to come out and listen to this. On slide 9, you will see advertisement for our special event, the Casino Royale. But before I get to that, I'll just tell you about some of the other specials we have going on this week. As I said, the TPIC meet and greet will be Sunday, May 29th from 4:30 to 6:30. The Run for IFIC with the 100-person challenge will be on Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Opening ceremonies will start Monday at 5:30 with the reception immediately following. The Breakfast of Champions will be at 6:30 to 8:15 on Tuesday morning. Tuesday evening, about 5:30, there is a Toronto sightseeing tour. And if you're not familiar with Toronto, this is a nice way of seeing what Toronto has to offer besides the CN Tower. The Stretcher Stuff Breakfast will be on Wednesday morning. And Wednesday evening is the Casino Royale Club Chica. This is a cashless casino with your winnings can be used to, we're hoping, to bid on prizes. After the casino, there will be a dance club that will be set up so you can dance the evening away with your friends. The But remember to get to bed early because the next morning is our AGM that starts at 7 a.m. The closing ceremonies will be on Thursday at around 12 noon, but we also are going to have a post-conference educational event, which will start at 1:30 that day, and that will be on the Chica Canada Audit Toolkit. With those that are staying over that evening, we will have a harbor cruise for those to enjoy. Some important dates I will remind you about. January 31st is the deadline for abstracts or for application for the ViRock scholarship. So get your applications in before that. February 18th will be the deadline for abstracts for both the oral and the poster presentation. And March 1st is the deadline for the Champions of Infection Control nominations. Early bird registration ends April 15th, and the deadline for registration at the Sheridan Hotel, which happens to be directly across the street from the Eaton Centre, for those that are not familiar with Toronto, the deadline for your hotel registration will be April 25th. And we know from past experiences that the hotels fill up quickly. And I hope to see everyone out at this conference, or as many people as possible, and especially at that 6:30 a.m. run. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. I can't guarantee that you'll see me at the 6:30 a.m. run. My body wasn't built for running, but
you can crawl with me.
I am very impressed that you're able to get Didier Pitet to come and speak at the conference. That's quite a coup. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. It's all Jerry's work.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the post-conference talk on the audit toolkit. To present on that next, I'll hand back to Anne.
All right. Thank you, Paul. In fact, I'm presenting on Karen Klinker's behalf. She is the Director of Programs and Projects and has been the co-lead. This is my third job, the audit toolkit. We have really come a long way, and we have a great little small working group that have put out already, and the list is there on the next slide for you to see, of all of the tools that have been completed thus far. There are 33. And in fact, a number of those have come up for review at the Programs and Projects Committee, and we've reviewed those, and they will go back out in there with some minor changes and in the updated format, the current date. So we're already so far into the process that we're now coming around the corner and starting to review those audits that we finished in the first go-round. On the next page, you're going to see some of the audit tools that are in progress. And one of them is a self-audit tool for ICPs. Then there's some for Central Processing Department. The IPNC for Direct Dentistry, and many of these are almost done. Reprocessing in dentistry, cleaning of non-critical equipment, hydrotherapy, hospice, and pet therapy. So the top few are almost done and are just waiting to go. I believe some of them are going for their second review at Standards and Guidelines. So they're coming along nicely. One of the things that's nice about staying connected to other organizations and the work that they're doing is that the core competencies, advanced core competencies for the NHS were put out, and work done by the Infection Prevention Society have just come out. We did have a look at them. We will have another look at them before we release the self-audit tool. So we've incorporated some of their work and also previous work that Chica Canada and APIC have done together. So it's really the work that all of their groups is doing is so amazing, all the different societies, and by taking each other's work and not reinventing the wheel, but creating a new tool, adding on, has been is really beneficial. So those are the ones that are coming. And I have seen some questions go. I belong to the Network of Networks. I'm on the email list, and I have seen some questions come through, and have been able to direct some people to some of the audit tools. Now, they may not be specific to the area, but they do cover components that someone would, for example, is looking for a central pre-processing department tool. And the work that we did for the family physicians' offices or the clinics has a lot of sections which would be really beneficial to include in an updated audit for central reprocessing. So we sent them to those to have a look. And as you can see, there are 12 other tools that we will be working on through the winter, and those will go out and be up on the website. Some of the other activity that obviously the members would be aware of is that we have published two articles on the audit process that go through each of the different sections. The final article will come out this fall, so that's finished and has been submitted and will come out with your fall Chica Journal, and that will be about closing the loop. So now that you've done the audit and got this information, how do you risk assess it and make some plans with senior management and the management of the floor to address the issues. We're working on sponsorship for the Audit Toolkit going forward, and that's underway. And we are receiving comments on the website that Shirley regularly checks and compiles. And certainly if there are any issues, we address those right away. But so far, it seems the vast majority of them have been very, very positive, and people are using the tool. And if they don't use it, in its entirety, they're adapting it for their setting and finding it very useful to have at least the audit tool available for them to use and work from. So I'm hoping that members are finding it really valuable. Certainly what we're seeing from the feedback on the website is that they certainly are. Jerry and I had an opportunity to meet with a company in the UK that does automates audit tools, and we'll continue to investigate that to see if there are some opportunities going forward looking at other modalities for us to use audit tools that would be useful, user-friendly for our membership. So that's it.
Good, Anne, thank you very much. That's a heck of a lot of work. You guys are to be congratulated for that, and certainly thanked. It's work that I don't think any of the rest of us would value doing ourselves, so it's a good thing someone else is doing them. Next on the agenda is somebody who's no stranger to the Voices of Chica teleclass. I think he's participated in almost every one of the last 10, or last 9 rather. So I will turn over to Bruce Gamage to speak on the National Network of Networks. Bruce.
Well, thanks, Paul. I guess I hope that doesn't mean that people are tired of hearing my voice, but I do actually want to also give my congratulations and thanks to Anne and the folks who have been working on those audit tools. I remember way back when I was director of programs and projects and we started this, this is about the third or fourth iteration of these audit toolkits, and they're just getting better, and I really do congratulate you for all of that excellent work. So I was asked, Jerry asked me to just give a introduction to a new interest group that was first met at the as part of a Chica interest group at the Vancouver conference in last spring. And what this is a group that is called the National Network of Networks. It's not actually brand new because this group has actually been running for a few years, but we just sort of found a home under Chica as an interest group this year. So that's why we're actually calling ourselves the Chica Network of Networks. So I'm the co-chair of this group. My fellow co-chair is Patsy Rodding from Nova Scotia, and the two of us are trying to move this sort of group ahead as a whole bunch of leaders across the country. It's always a challenge when you have everybody our bosses and don't want to be followers. So it's a very interesting group. If you go to the slide that talks about the mandate of this interest group, basically what it was is it was identified a need that there are people who are in leadership positions, either regional, provincial, territorial, or federal, across Canada, who have similar responsibilities and similar goals in mind. So really what we were looking for was a venue for the ability to for these various different folks in leadership positions to get together to share what was going on in their regions and provinces, and as well to look for any areas that we can have in common, that we can share resources and try to duplicate or not duplicate effort in creating resources and so forth. So if you go to the next slide, so really what the purpose of this group is to, one, facilitate those unique needs of the people, Chica members who are in those leadership positions, but also to develop a network, and it's both formal and informal, for the sharing of it, all of these information, the different ideas, solutions, issues to problems, and other sort of resources that are that we have in common, and specifically through Chica and in other ways that we can share those that information across the country. So if you look at the next slide titled Communication and Sharing, so this comes from the terms of reference of this group, but specifically our goals are to share educational initiatives and materials, to disseminate that information across the country, work towards standardization of things like the definitions that we use for healthcare-associated infection surveillance, looking for harmonization of guidelines across the country. So if you're in one province or one region, you're considered MRSA in that place and not MRSA positive in the next place. But you know, try to look at ways that we can harmonize all of those guidelines, and as well to promote our infection control workforce and make sure that there's consistency in the way that our infection control colleagues are supported, and so that we can maintain and sustain a competent workforce. And on the next slide titled Membership, these are a list of the people who are currently members of the Network of Networks. Now, I'm not sure if this list is completely inclusive. I think that we did have some new people join us over the last few months, and I'd have to go make sure that we do have everybody on this list. But I'd also want to take this opportunity to put out to the Chica membership that if there are people who are in leadership positions who feel that they would benefit from being part of this group, to please do send either Patsy or myself a note saying you'd like to be added on to the email distribution list for this group. Because I think Ann did mention in her talk that there is a lot of information that is shared amongst this group, and so if you would think you would benefit from being on part of that, please do let either Patsy or myself know. Both of our contact are in the Chica directory, so you can find us there. And the next slide is called Structure and Meetings. And I guess just to give folks an update, say this, that we do now meet at the National Conference yearly for a formal meeting of all of the members. And it's usually a half-day meeting where we can have some time to address any of the major issues that are going on across the country and to share information. And we also do have meetings as needed during the year. But really what the most valuable and ongoing thing is the information sharing that happens through our distribution, our email distribution list. So that's what the Network of Networks is in a nutshell. So I'll pass it back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Bruce. Next in the agenda is the ARO Point Prevalence Study. The slide there says Allison McGeer and or Andy Seymour. We are honored to be to have with us today Dr. Allison McGeer to speak to the ARO Point Prevalence Study. Dr. McGeer.
Hi, thanks everybody. I think the honor goes in the opposite direction. So I want to say thank you for giving us time today, but also thank you to the leadership at Chica Canada and to all the members who have joined us in this project. You've actually probably been feeling just a little bit nagged by us at this stage, most of you. So we thought we should get back to you with a little bit of information. If you skip down two slides to the where are we, you'll see that as of last night, we were at 170 hospitals participating. As of about half an hour ago, it's 172. So there are new hospitals coming every day. Prince Edward Island is currently has the award for most eligible hospitals participating, and all of them are. Nova Scotia is doing the next based at 78% of hospitals. But most provinces across the country now are above 60%. And we are very close to our target of 65% of all hospitals across the country. So the first important message is that it isn't too late. We did try to get in touch with everybody, but we're aware that we were sending emails over the summer holidays, and some people lost track of things in their email messages. Some of our email messages went AWOL. So if you haven't heard about it or haven't had a chance to deal with it, it's not too late to join us. And on the slide there, you see Andy's email at Sunnybrook. On the next slide, you see the two slides down, you'll see everybody else's email. Just get in touch with one of us. We'll send you the things. It's not too late to join us, and we're very happy to have every hospital. You go down on the next slide. You'll see that we are getting close. The day of the point prevalence study will be different in different hospitals, but it's going to be one day between November 8th and November 19th, two-week period, just to give people a little bit of leeway with when they might be doing other things. And you can see that in the middle of October, there are a series of study teleconferences to go over the protocol and the patient questionnaires. Those are to make sure that the information that's coming in is standardized. They're also to give everybody an opportunity to ask questions about things they might have issues with, things they don't understand about what's been laid out, things they may need help with. And we're hoping that every hospital who's participating will be able to be at one of the teleconferences. You'll see that four of the teleconferences are in English, and one of them is in French. We need an additional French teleconference that will be added. We think we have an almost unlimited number of lines for the teleconferences, but we're not sure. So if you're joining the teleconference, please make sure that you let us know which one you're planning on coming to so that we get them balanced. If you need to be at the teleconferences, can't make any of them, let us know that too, because we can schedule more of them. And I think that's it. Once again, just thank you. It's been really gratifying how much interest and willingness there's been across from everybody across the country to collaborate in this venture, and we're sure that it's going to be very useful data when it comes. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dr. McGeer.
It's Jerry, Paul.
Yeah.
Just to remind members that APIC is hosting an International Infection Prevention Week and has invited CHICA members to participate on their webinars as a member. Information has gone out, and information will be, if it's not already, and you have to appreciate I've been away for a few days, will be posted to our website. They will have a series of webinars of interest to both CHICA and APIC members. Most importantly, of course, is Canada's National Infection Control Week, which will be October 18th to the 22nd. We have recently posted a media release to our website that can be used by chapters or members if you are sending out media releases in your area. At the bottom of the media release is a space to put contact information for the chapter or the member if they wish to use it. Our 2010 Echolab poster is also available on the website. If you wish to order them in bulk, that is over 50 copies, you can contact us and we will make arrangements to do that for you. We encourage our members and non-members to look at the resources for Infection Control Week that are available on our website. There's resources for all settings, from acute care to community to long-term care, to promote and encourage infection control in your setting. The third item that's happening is in her discussions with the various presidents who were in South Africa, and a continuation of the president's discussions that we had in Vancouver, the International Federation of Infection Control will be hosting an international infection. Anne, I've forgotten the acronyms. Is it IIPW?
It's IIPW, so International Infection Prevention Week.
Okay, so they will also be hosting a page from the IFIC website, which will have resources from those developed countries that may be of assistance to the lesser developed countries, such as media releases, posters, anything that we are able to provide. And they are working on that website and will launch it very soon. So Infection Control Week is being celebrated at all levels, and we encourage you to do whatever you can in your setting to promote Infection Prevention and Control Week by using the resources that are available to you on our website, by using your own creativity. And certainly, if you've got something that you'd like to share with us, we can either post it, link to it as a resource, or if you have photos and an article, if we have space in an upcoming journal, we might be able to profile that activity as well. It's very important, and we should have mentioned it earlier. We are currently in the process of having elections for the Board of Directors of CHICA Canada. If you go to the homepage of CHICA Canada, there's a nice button that says CHICA Canada Board of Directors Elections. We have three candidates for the position of President-elect. The site is now open, and the site will close on October 15th, after which time the results will be announced. But we encourage all members to go to this site. You have to have your membership number in order to vote. We hope that you have your card. If you have not, if you don't have your card or have misplaced your membership number, you can just send us an email and we'll send it to you. But we ask you to consider. We have three very qualified, very interested candidates, and we would like to see a great majority of CHICA members voting. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. And to take issue with one thing that Anne said, she mentioned that you need to have an understanding husband. One of the candidates, I believe, is a male. So I think an understanding wife would be
spouse.
Yes, thank you.
Spouse. Okay, spouse.
Partner, yeah.
I would like to again thank all of our sponsors, Virox and Deb and 3M and Johnson Diversity, which is actually just Diversity now, and Gojo and Ecolab. And two that are not on the list are Johnson & Johnson and actually the World Health Organization. They've been very good sponsors of the teleclass education program, and they provided some sponsorship for this teleclass as well. So thank you to them. Are there any other comments, Jerry, or from anybody else?
We'd just like to thank you, Paul, very much for hosting this opportunity for communication, and we sincerely appreciate it, and congratulations on 10 years. You're right, it is hard to believe time's moving on so quickly.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It is indeed my honor to do this, and I really enjoy doing it. So thank you for that opportunity. So to everyone, I will say goodbye, and we will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye.